reach the island. Show. My name is Dave, aka the Rim Tickler, and this is a Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
Hey, David, why do cows have hooves?
Because if they have something about shoes,
because they lactose.
Ha! No, it's dumb. I don't like that one.
You don't like that one?
What if your dick was right next to your ball, your butthole? Then you would lack taint. Anywho, that's Andy. Next to him, of course, is Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
Did you call yourself the Rim Tickler or the Rib Tickler?
Rib!
It's me, the Rim Tickler.
The Rim Jobbler. Jobbling up all those rims.
Jobbling?
Oh, shit. In studio, of course, we got Chris over there on the couch.
Hello.
So, guys, of course, now that we've got so few shows left, I can't let one pass without talking about my beard. Here's the thing. So I got this pocket comb, right? It folds, and it seemed like the perfect invention.
Until.
And maybe it is, but until. So when I use it at work and I don't have a mirror, I'm like, I just want to make sure I look good. And I'm like, yeah, that probably is looking good. Then I go to the bathroom, it looks like someone blasted an atomic fart in my face. The hair is crazy everywhere, like it's curling and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I look at the mirror, works fine. I don't know why I need the mirror.
Do you need a compact mirror to put in your purse?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the same motion. I don't know why. One, it's like, do, and it's like I just, like, stuck my face in a man's ass and, like, like motorboated that son of a bitch.
We need to get David the exact same thing, only it's a chrome comb, so he can look at himself after he's done combing.
That's not a bad idea.
They do have metal combs, and I'm a bit leery of them.
Why? Are you afraid you're going to put metal in your beard? Or?
I don't care about the metal in my beard. The problem is, I don't know what. Maybe I'll do some research into it because I need to know how they finish in between those bristles. If they're just sawing those motherfuckers and then being like, great, woo! Or if they're injecting the aluminum into a mold or whatever, then that's also terrible. I want to know if they're doing finishing work on those teeth.
You also need to look up and see what kind of metal is best for your beard hair.
Yeah, you also need to make sure that you get the beard comb straight from Ric Flair himself, where he goes, that's good, woo!
Yeah, he's always doing that.
Come and get Ric Flair's beard combs, woo!
Yeah, so I don't know. Now
does
that you
even
put
have
the
a beard?
Huh?
Does Ric Flair have a beard?
No.
Well, he could.
If he
wanted could,
to.
Sure. He never has. I mean, professionally. That's a Macho Man Randy Savage thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I bet he, oh my God, missed opportunity. Perfect opportunity for a metal comb where he like pulls it through his beard and he pulls it out. And it's like, you know, when sometimes you put a spoon into hot coffee, it'll look like it's all melty or whatever. Like it's a prop thing and he pulls it away and the comb's all fucked up. His beard's too manly.
Yeah, and there's Slim Jims sticking in it.
Too many Slim Jims. Too goddamn. That's the beard oil he uses, is that red oil that you squeeze out of Slim Jims. So he's running the comb through there. Ding, ding, ding. You hear the teeth break. Not manly enough. Then whatever company would have to step in and be like, hey, we make aluminum or, you know, metal combs. They say, use this, Randy Savage. And he goes, whoa, still the thing manly enough to tame my beard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you listen to his rap album and you're like, this is actually pretty good.
Good for you, Macho Randy Man Savage.
Listen, I know I've said this before, but maybe some people have forgotten. Macho Man Randy Savage's rap album is hilarious. And it's number two, it's awesome. I think Macho Man really put some legwork into those rhymes. He obviously didn't write any of them, but it's got my favorite part of it is that his crew, his posse, is called the Rascals.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, the Rascals are in the club. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, did he know at the time that the Rascal would become a fat person mobility device?
This was like in the early 2000s when he released this thing, man. The Rascal.
Yeah, and there was already Little Rascals long before that.
Yeah. he's got one guy who looks like Alfalfa and Buckwheat.
Yeah, now I just want to see black and white footage of Macho Man Little Rascals.
And hanging out with the Little Rascals.
Getting into all sorts of hijinks.
Yeah, I would love to see an episode like that, because he would just like solve all their problems with body slams. they would
Darla, you're not allowed in the clubhouse.
Yeah, like they'd be like, oh, how are we gonna get that pie out of the window? And like Macho Man Randy Savage run in and give the old one baking it like a pile driver, and then they go eat pie
like onto the windowsill or out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. The Little Rascals and Macho Man Randy Savage? Somebody
totally on board.
Somebody do that. If you're listening in the future and this hasn't been done, please do it. I want it.
Pull this episode from the archives and make it come true.
Yeah. Oh my god. Animated is the only way to do it. But still, I would love to see it.
Yeah, can't you just picture like the old-fashioned animated Macho Man with like the circle Pac-Man eyes?
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine like Cuphead graphics, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean? Like, yeah, and they just pile driving old ladies and giving them the camel clutch.
Yeah.
But everything would be in the on the cue card, like
we're going even further back.
Yep.
Wait, what? No, I don't want to. He needs to hear his voice is the point.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about that.
Half of Macho Man is the voice.
Yeah, but we already know what it sounds like. Just if you read it, you hear it in your head.
Right, but what? He's dead now. What if, like, in future generations, you know, God rest his soul, R.I.P. Randy, but in future generations, they're not going to be like, oh, this is funny because I know what this guy's voice sounds like.
Point taken.
See, there you go. Now, you can do that to the Hulkster all you want and the Ultimate Warrior. No one gives a shit, but Macho Man, it's his voice. So, guys, it's been a while since we've, stepped into the studio here. What's new? What's happening?
Well, I forget. Did I tell you about the crazy lady that's been coming into my work?
Which one?
Yeah.
the one that said, hey, I'm a beautician.
Oh, yes. The one who's talking about your hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she came in again just yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, it's still not coming back. It's like, yeah, it's not coming back. She's like, you've been doing everything, like the metal cut. I told you what you want me to do, right?
Right, yeah. Irritate your head.
Like, take a dog brush and be like...
Yeah.
A metal brush.
Sometimes when I am bored, all I have to do is think back to our advice of me shooting you in the head with a BB gun to bring a smile to my face.
And she's like, and you're not wearing any hats? I'm like, no, not wearing any hats. She goes, well, I don't know what's going on. I was like, well, it's just genetic. She goes, no.
Try it.
Things happen for a reason.
Yeah, God told me that.
And then I was like, okay, and I started walking away, and she started whispering, like, angrily under her breath, and I turned out, she goes, no, you're fine, you're fine.
You're gonna get some hair. Oh.
That's not the crazy part.
She's gonna track you down, and you're gonna wake up with her, like, leaning over you, gluing hair on the top of your
head. What if, like, you're in self-checkout, and, like, a rag goes over your mouth, and then you come to with your head in, like, a sink, in, like, a really sketchy Great Clips, and she's like, you're chained to it, and she's like rubbing your head. She's like, we'll take no for an answer.
No, David, that's not the crazy part, because an hour later she was back in the store with a different top on, and like she had done her eyebrows and put on like heavy lipstick and makeup, and she had the same bag and same pants she had earlier. I was like, oh, you're back. She's like, no, that was my sister.
What if she's got an identical twin though?
That's what I said.
Oh my god.
Well, but here's the thing, is I was like, oh, okay. Well, your sister was in here earlier. She's like, yeah, have you been doing the stuff that she asked you about your hair?
No! Why did she say that to you?
And I was like, yeah. Okay.
Oh my god. What if like a really feminine looking man comes in and she's like, hey, I'm that lady's brother. Have you been doing that thing?
Yeah, her whole family's going to come in and talk to you about it.
Oh, but here's the thing. If she was going to come in undercover, like, she'd have to do more than that, right? Like, she'd have to send a spy.
Well, you would think so. And then, like, right after she left again, one of the managers came up and was like, oh, the crazy lady's been talking to you. I was like, oh, so she is crazy then.
How old is she? Confirmation. Is she, like, youngish?
She's in, like, her early 40s,
okay.
Maybe?
For whatever reason, you said beautician. I always think... You know, like girls in their 20s who don't know what they want to do with their lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, with four in her 40s, I'll buy that she's like, you know.
It was just wild. She's like, I'm gonna get that guy to admit to me he's not dog brushing his fucking head.
Yeah. Like maybe one day she'll come in with an eye patch. And she's like, oh, that's my cousin.
And then they all come in together. I'm like, oh fuck.
Everyone just looks the same.
Oh. There's the guy, get him, and they all hold me down and start brushing my head vigorously.
Yeah, getting a dog brush and really doing it in there.
I think one of the next steps is she's going to have to bring in both disguises, like, in her bag, and she'll come in as one person and have to, like, change clothes in the back and come back as the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To prove that they're both there.
Like it's like muscle confusion, but for your mind.
Yeah, she'll get Harvey Fierstein to turn her into an old woman.
I can't wait for the part where she runs into Target with all that whipped cream on her face.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Oh, two lumps of sugar, yeah, she'll say. And then
she'll put a lump into the coffee that you're always holding at self-checkout.
Yep, I'm always holding that coffee, pacing back and forth.
Yeah, I picture you as like, you know, let's say like a light blue button-up long-sleeve shirt, like a dark blue tie, sport coat, smoking a cigarette, always with a cup of coffee. You're a detective, right?
Yeah, I'm a self-checkout detective.
I always, when I think of you, I think of this hard-boiled, you know, maybe a fedora perched jauntily to one side.
Yeah, of course. And it's one of the very small fedoras that quirky girls wear.
No, no!
Yep. I pin it to my hair.
Oh, that ruins it.
I'm adorable.
It's one of those dog ones that has a chin strap. Andy, you've got to put some money into your look. I keep telling you that.
I did. I bought a lot of those little fedoras.
Oh, here's some good news related to Target. The beard products that I buy, the white line is at Target, so I got some. But yay. Here's the thing. The smell, not in love with. They have this smell. It's called Tree Ranger. It smells like pine and cedar, and I really enjoy it. This one called Lumberyard smells like a lumberyard.
Well, like, get out of town.
In a moist, like, sort of musty kind of, like, the bad way.
Oh so like a wet lumberyard.
Yeah, it smells like you're walking into a lumberyard, but, you know, what am I going to do? So, you know, first world problems, right, guys?
Yeah,
first beard problems.
Yeah, so we're calling the baby Obama more and more.
Just to piss off your brother?
It hasn't happened around him a lot yet. I just think it's hilarious.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Obama's kicking me again.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, Krista sent me this thing. It's like, oh, it's as big as a, what is it?
Pygmy seahorse
now. We're you know.
Common unit of measurement.
Yeah, we're the parents of a pygmy seahorse, guys. Good news. I got a new tank.
Put that baby in that tank.
Don't tap the glass, though. You can put a couple,
scare the baby.
Just a couple of flakes in the top. Yeah, Krista's app is tracking it in like the most obscure and obnoxious animals.
Hey, it's unique animals, and I chose that because I didn't want to do toys.
It's being like
or fruit. Toys.
They do it in fruit as well.
Yeah, they do it in fruit. I would rather do a fruit or vegetable because it feels like they're going out of their way to be like, look how many animals we like. Oh, I like it. Like they're so like it's so fucking precious.
What are the toy comparisons?
Like a crayon and then like a teddy bear. I forget all of them, but there's like a car. See,
I like that because like they don't have to go out of their way to prove how like
want them to work for it.
No, I don't like it. So they're like, oh, what'll be?
I had to work for this baby. You work for your references.
Right.
Because, like, I get the feeling also that like they didn't just go and find like bizarre ones, but like cute ones also. So it feels like they're double dipping and ultra pretentious. And I want to like run into the office, and I'm sure the person behind the keyboard that typed all that shit is a woman in like a sarong on one of those stress balls who's got like incense actively burning at her desk and a gong, and she's like tappity tap tap tap. She's like, yeah, fucking pygmy seahorse, motherfuckers. Tatty tap, tap, tap. Hippie life forever. And there's no reason to be that precious about this kind of shit.
Well, yeah, it's a baby. Your babies are precious.
Oh, yeah, but I don't need, like, you don't get an ice cream cone and then dip it in chocolate and caramel and then add a sugar coating to it, do you?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Shit, Adam, speaking of babies.
Oh, God.
There's a fancy mall down south of town. Mm-hmm. It's like an outdoor mall. And as we exit, there's always this billboard that I never really look at that we thought it was an abortion thing. It's not.
What is it?
It's like, children are precious, and your spouse might be beating yours.
What?
Like, why are all the billboards in Reno, like, for obvious? It's like, hey, man, FYI, public service announcement. Our billboards say, do not fuck children. Your spouse, you might not know them well enough to know if they're beating your own children.
I still love that radio commercial where it was like, hey, bro, you want to go smash some high school puss? And the guy was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, tricked you, bro.
What?
I can't have sex with 16-year-olds. He's like, I did not know.
This, it's ridiculous. I'm living in Arizona my entire life. I have never heard a single PSA dissuading people from fucking children.
Mm-hmm. You heard that in Reno?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
It was a while ago. I think you were in Colorado, and it's seriously a series of commercials where a guy was like, oh, man, I met this 12-year-old, smash the puss. And the guy was like, did you know that that's wrong, bro?
So you keep saying smash the puss. Was that their tagline? It's like, don't smash the puss?
Don't smash the puss.
Thanks, bro, remember, for leading me off my dark path.
Go to don'tsmashthepussnv.com.
Yeah, because remember when like that anti-tobacco was like, the tumor-causing, tea-staining, smelly, puking habit. And this is like, don't smash the puss. I mean, it's less clunky than the tobacco ones.
Suppose it is. I don't know. Not much happens. I finished school for the semester.
Woo! What'd you get?
School's
an
out
A?
For summer.
I got all A's.
Radical.
Yay.
So, and now I have to meet with an advisor who's going to tell me, man, you know, you're going down the wrong path. You fucked everything up. I'm just like, what?
How many more years do you have left? Three?
Three.
Ugh.
But every time my mom asks me, it's like, how much do you make at Target? I'm like, not much. She's like, I'd like you to go to school full time. It's like, is this conversation going anywhere? Or do you just like to ask?
Yeah, but you're already doing like, you did like 12 credits at least, right?
Yeah.
That's full time student, correct?
Well, she wants me to do at least 15 credits.
Yeah, but like, no. Any more than 12, and I feel like you're getting a little risky with how much you can retain in a single semester.
Yeah, like all the, that's crazy.
I've known people that have taken too many credits. Just because you have time for it all doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
You get burnt and then you're dead.
Well, and I was worried about one of the classes because I didn't know I had an 8-page paper due till like 2 weeks before the class is over. And then I finished it out and I sent it in, and then I looked at the requirements again. And it's like, yeah, you guys should check with me to see if your topic is appropriate at the beginning of the semester. I'm like, uh-oh.
What class was it?
U.S. history.
So what would be, like, what would you choose that would be inappropriate? Like the fall of Saigon?
Well, he didn't want people to do broad topics. Apparently in the past, somebody's like, I did a report on whole World War II, all of it.
Slavery.
Oh, he said broad topics. I thought it was about ladies or something.
Yeah, no lady topics.
Those weird pointy bras from the 50s.
I just did the Watergate scandal because I knew that once I hit 7 pages, I could just do the last page. It's like, I did this paper because Trump is a lot like Nixon. Here is why.
Nice.
And then just bullshit the rest of the time.
But I mean, you're probably just doing general classes, right, this year?
Yeah. Well, I just did like math and history and art history and English.
You can't get that shit wrong. Like, it doesn't really start mattering and specifics until like second or third or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, but I've looked at my list of classes. It's like, I have to take the next math, and then the math after that, I get to choose. It's like physics for elementary school.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, what is this class? Are you going to teach me regular physics and then make me teach it to elementary schoolers, or
or are you getting taught the type of physics that elementary schoolers can understand?
Oh please! Oh please!
I've never heard of physics in elementary school.
Yeah, me neither.
It was
actually
just like science. That was
well, shit, Adam and I were watching these people play the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader video game the other day.
Mm-hmm. How'd that
and
go?
And some of those questions, I was like, no, we never got taught any of that shit.
That was ridiculous.
Well, you know,
one of them was like, how long does it take for Saturn to go around the sun?
I wonder, because that's a thing, like that's what you call it. The Flynn effect. The Flynn effect. Every 10 years or so, or every generation, like IQ goes up of you know, just the general population, like 2 or 3 points. So I wonder if like it's changed that much from when we were fifth graders to like fifth graders of now are getting a more intricate lesson plan.
One of the questions was like, what's the state bird of like Louisiana?
Oh.
I was like, well, fuck you.
I mean, yes, a fifth grader in Louisiana would probably know that.
Yeah, well, they didn't specify what state.
Oh.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader that we get to choose at random? And it's that one.
Are you smarter than a Japanese fifth grader?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So I bought a photo because I've been trying to pare all of my stuff down and organize it.
Uh-huh.
So I bought a photo album so I could take all these old photos that I have and put it in there. And I'm going through this box of photos, and I discover, like, a lunch sack full of photos that my wife was given to her by her mother.
Uh-huh.
Half of these photos are cursed.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You're doomed now, Andy.
Huh?
What do you mean they're cursed?
Well, they're like old black and white photos of children in Arkansas not smiling, sitting on beds or porches.
Oh.
And just staring.
I don't feel safe
so
being around
you. Are they like old, like tintypes? Like old, like turn of the century?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, they couldn't smile back then, Andy, so don't worry about it. Well,
and the other half of the photos are what I assume, I think they had a protocol for photos is that my wife's dad had to be half naked in some form for every photo.
I feel like what time period were those
70s, 80s.
Yeah, that is the exact time period my dad couldn't find a shirt.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
So many pictures in so many photo albums of my dad in short shorts and no shirt, just everywhere.
Exactly.
Camping or it's like a near a fountain in the middle of a mall.
It's just a style.
That was what they did, man.
Well, except that her dad, he chose his short shorts in the color flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my God, you're okay. He's not naked. Why would you save these photos? And her mother chose the hairstyle of, I guess, I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. Imagine if somebody took a clown's hairdo that's all poofy.
Yeah.
And was like, this works for a normal woman.
So, like, the way I would describe that, because I think my mother and my aunt had that haircut in the 80s, and it's like if a cloud had wings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it's the same thing. That's the thing, man. The hair was big. The glasses even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The 80s were a crazy time. And that's the thing. You look in these old photos and you see these. Like, I wonder what people will think of photos of us like today. Like, you know, our grandkids or whatever. You're like, oh, my God, a shirt with buttons. What the fuck? Were you cavemen? And I would, you know, I want to see what that'll be like.
Well, and like some of the photos were of her dad and his friends in Arkansas. And I have never seen so many shotguns and pairs of overalls in my life. Like, every single photo is a guy with a beer with a shotgun in his hip going like, yee-haw!
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes my mom will, like, find a stash of old photos and like, just throw them on the counter and be like, do you want any of these? And, you know, you can look through them, and sometimes it's people who you've never seen before. And, like, I ask my parents, I'm like, who's this old guy with this weird hat holding this string of fish? And they'll both look at it and be like, I don't know. What are we doing here? Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you care?
Yeah, and like my parents are like, oh, or at least my mom, she's always like, oh, you want these photos? And I'm like, who are these people? She's like, they're your grandfather's brother's family. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about these things. Why would you even ask me?
Why are you giving? It's like my mother gave me a big Tupperware container full of, like, my elementary school projects she'd saved.
Yeah, why save those?
It's like, here you go, son. Like, art you did when you were three.
Yeah, I get, like, saving one here or there. Maybe one a year. Like, so you can chart the progress. I'll buy that. But saving projects, anything that takes up three-dimensional space is out, man.
David says this now, but you know how David's way into photography?
Mm-hmm.
About 9 months from now, it's just going to be glamour shots of a baby.
I'm trying to put some stuff together. I need to
start practicing your portrait photography.
My mom's making some stuff to put on the baby too.
Yeah, there's already legions of people knitting and crocheting things.
Good,
working around the clock.
Yeah, it's like Santa's workshop, except it's all, you know, baby blankets.
Well,
I just had to buy stuff for Sean's baby shower, and I bought him one of those things that you use to put a child in the bath.
Oh, like that big sponge hands backing thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a Nintendo gift card for a Switch, because from everything I've heard on podcasts, it's like, yeah, y'all going to be up at like 3 in the morning, you're going to want a television or a video game system next to you.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess so. It's crazy how, like, I'm still in awe of like all the things I'm going to have to do. And I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, it'll be great. You're going to have That's going to end up being 5 kids.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I think we'll see how the one goes, and if it works out, good.
What if it comes out and it's Trung?
If it's Trung, if it's a baby Trung,
like literally,
like
yes, it's literally Trung.
Hello.
It comes out, hello.
I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't grow up as the original, as good as the original Trung, but I'd give it my best shot.
Oh, good.
You're gonna have to recreate a Vietnamese environment in your house to try and have him grow up the same way.
Yeah, just a bunch.
So get rid of all the tigers and democracy.
Get rid of tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no tigers anywhere anymore, so.
There's got to be more tigers there than there are around here, though.
Yeah, I mean, we've got at least 3 here in Arizona.
Yeah, David's got a tiger.
Oh.
I am kind of bummed out that, because Joe mentioned, you know, it was a bummer that his calls aren't going to be on the show, and I haven't even listened to him, so, I mean, sorry, Joe.
Oh, poor Joe.
Just at least go listen to them.
I don't have the only time I think about it is sitting here now, and I can't go and like I'll be like, hold on a second, guys, and like dial them up on my phone and be like, tee in the corner while like dude, dead air rains.
Guys, these are hilarious.
Yeah. So, what are we gonna do when I visit? How about that?
You know, I was thinking about that. I know you probably want to go to Virginia City to visit 20,000 rock stores.
With Adam.
Yeah.
There's only like 5 up there.
Yeah, so you know, I would take 20,000, but I'll settle for 5.
Our meteorites.
But I was thinking, like, we found a cool barcade the other day. I was like, no, Krista can't do that.
Well, I could go. I just.
Yeah, she can have a nice
drink.
Club soda. No, she can't even be around people drinking.
No, she can't.
It's just in the air.
Your baby's going to get a contact buzz off of that glass on that table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you'll have a Surly Obama inside you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, what would be in a cocktail called the Surly Obama?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's mm-hmm. got to have Baileys in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to have Baileys?
For the half black and half white
thing.
Yeah, then.
It's the mulatto looking drink.
I think you could get the same sort of effect with just Guinness.
I mean, could we have Kahlua because he's from Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, Kahlua.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
All right. But you couldn't do. What are you going to mix with Guinness?
Yeah, it's Kahlua? A mixed drink. No.
No, gross. Gross.
That's Baileys.
Start.
Okay, you don't have to use Guinness. It was just a suggestion.
Jeez.
Adam, I want you to get me 3 Obamas, 3 Surly Obama recipes by the end of this episode.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, pull out your notepad.
Can I just get you one really good one and then phone it in on the other 2?
I'll accept that.
Now, and I thought to myself, we could go to one of the new escape room places around here, but we haven't tried them ourselves, so we don't want to go to a crappy one.
Right. I feel like the one here was crappy. We should have...
Well, all of them are crappy compared to Seattle.
Well, we have the one here that we haven't tried. I think we should look into that one.
You know, I'm easy with just, like, being a lazy piece of shit, too. Like, hanging around just in the house or doing daily activities. I'm totally cool with that, too. Like, half of...
David's saying he'll do chores around your house.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. We can go grocery shopping.
I'll grocery shop for you. I'll, like, clip coupons.
Great at dusting.
I'll take the chinchilla for a walk.
You never take the chinchilla for a walk.
No, because if the chinchilla gets wet, it dies.
If it gets wet?
It's like a mogwai.
It needs dust.
Except it dies.
It's like a mogwai, except the opposite.
Instead of more chinchillas, you have less.
Yeah. No, here's the thing about vacations is like you cram pack so much shit in it, you don't ever get any time to relax, which is the whole point of vacations.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
Is.
So, you know.
We have plenty of time to discuss this.
Yeah, we'll sandwich it in. For PSA, for everybody else out there, I know you want to take advantage. Like when we went to Hawaii, this is now like Dave's patented life advice. If you go somewhere, like allot some time for just fucking around.
Well, that's like when we went to high school, like right after we left high school, Adam and I went to Disneyland with a whole bunch of people. And man, they just wanted to go park, park, park. One day, Adam and I were just like, nah. We're just gonna, I don't know, walk down to a mall.
Yeah,
which
was a pretty good day.
Yeah, you can't have everything because you're like, oh man, you gotta make this vacation worth it, and then it becomes like you're working.
Yeah, and just stress the whole time.
Yeah, and you know there are people in my family who do exactly that, which is why we don't vacation together. But Yeah, like I like to go places, and you know, see the things I want to see, the beetle on top of that building with the spider legs, if that still exists.
It does, and in fact, it's closer to my house than ever before.
It's moving?
Well, it already moved.
Whoa! Who stopped it?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man beat Spider-Bug.
Yeah.
I just want to go to that grilled cheese place so I can get that Nutella peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, we should take them to Natural Selection. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's a weird like nature store. They've got an axolotl.
Do you get to hunt man?
Yes.
Natural Selection. So they have one of those big, like, is it one of those Chinese ones, like the big ones?
No, it's like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, it's just a little local place.
No, the axolotl.
No, I mean the axolotl.
Yeah. Well, they're just regular sized.
Oh, because the, like, for whatever reason, I can't get away from articles about these giant Japanese salamanders or whatever they are. They're crazy looking, but why does the internet think I need to see them so much?
Because you're always looking at fucking dinosaurs, and axolotls are very close.
Evolutionarily, they're a few stages behind them, but yeah, I kind of get.
Yeah. Are you saying amphibians are less good than dinosaurs?
Yeah, by like two stages. Evolutionarily, dinosaurs sit between lizards and birds, so they're like a stage and a half ahead of amphibians.
Okay, so we're ranking things. So it goes amphibians, then lizards, then birds, then what?
It goes single cells, invertebrates, fish, and you know, so crustaceans are below fish. Then you got the fish, then you got amphibians, then you got reptiles, then you got dinosaurs because they fit in between those, then you have birds, then you have mammals.
Take that, birds.
Yeah, nailing it. That's the thing. Every single like family of species got to rule the earth. The fish had it for a fuck ton of time. The amphibians had it for a fuck ton of time. The reptiles and the dinosaurs had it for a fuck ton of time.
For a while.
Yeah. The who? Oh, the fungus.
Yeah.
Yeah. The insects had it for a long ass time. The only things that haven't got to rule the planet are birds. We jumped their asses like a fat man at a Luby's cafeteria. Well, no,
birds are just the most recent, like,
Who, birds are?
Yeah. Like, mammals came around before birds did.
I mean, birds, like, showed up in the mid-Jurassic. When did mammals show?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly when, but there were small mammals around before birds were around.
See, I don't know. We had, like, fully formed birds by the late Cretaceous. And I don't think...
Like, I'm pretty sure mammals sprung from either amphibians or reptiles.
Mammals sprung from diapsids. The Dimetrodon is a diapsid. It's only got two holes.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It's not supposed to be hilarious, Andy. I'm trying to get people facts.
Yeah, you're supposed to learn a thing or two.
I went to IKEA.
Ooh, what'd you get?
A couple bookcases and, you know, some plates and shit. We have to drive down to Sacramento to go to IKEA, so it's a 2-hour drive to just walk around and go, ooh, furniture.
Here's the thing about IKEA. I don't know, well, obviously the people who live close to it, but why aren't there IKEAs everywhere?
I was told a reason for that at the IKEA. IKEA only puts in a place where there's a population of 1 million or more.
Well, that's fucking, like, yeah, but then we need more than one, goddammit. That we have one, and it's in fucking Chandler.
It has to do with the meatball distribution.
Yeah, it's like, their territory is, like, 100-mile diameter around the store, I feel. Because, like, I think there's one in Arizona, and, like, the next one closest is the one in Sacramento.
Well, and, like, we're looking around, and all the stuff in there is basically... Are you a bachelor or bachelorette living in an apartment that's only 300 square feet? Or do you want your child's room to look like a weird office?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like that ultra modern where everything is like super sterile, but also cheap looking and like, feeling.
The only IKEA I can ever really remember seeing is the one in Sacramento. Like, I don't know of any others that I've ever seen.
But here's the thing about IKEA is you don't ever hear older people, like, you'll never hear someone in their 40s be like, oh, we need to go to IKEA.
Yeah, because they know better.
Yeah, they, like, all the people you see going to IKEA, like, go to any IKEA and it's gonna be like college bros with their fucking visors and bleach blonde tips and all their big titted boozy friends, Or you'll be like that brief window of time after it opens where literally everyone needs to get inside because these fabled IKEAs need to be witnessed by my own human eyes.
Mine eyes have witnessed the IKEA
of the coming of the Lord.
I went once after it opened and I have never been back.
I didn't even buy the bookcases when I was there. I needed to see them in person before I bought them because they were like $76 each and I needed something to hold all the video games I got.
Mm-hmm. Bookcases are dicey, man. It's hard to, those warrant a higher price point.
Yeah, I've had some pretty cheap bookcases.
Yeah, you don't want to set yourself short on that. Because, like, whether you're putting actual books or, like, shit you care about on there, that press board, all it has to do is, like, look at it funny, and it's, like, everything on there is ruined.
Yeah, I had one that was leaning funny for a long, long time.
The one time we did go to IKEA, my brother and I got matching, like, bedroom sets, and it was, like, this huge thing that was, like, two big dressers that were connected by, like, two shelves over my head of where I was laying in bed, and I never slept under that thing, like, comfortably.
Of course, I did keep all my knives on it.
You know me, a huge knife collector, and I would always put them like in blobs of silly putty so the blades were facing my head.
Yep. David's knife collection, and one of the cabinets was all of his guns, and the other one was all of his maces.
Extensive bowling ball collection.
And then I had all those rodent skeletons that I'd find on the side of the road. but that's like, because I knew after my dad and I had spent the 3 hours putting it together, I'm like, I don't know about this, man. And it did. Like, it started falling apart immediately. Like, whole shelves would just be like, boop, and then crush the thing underneath it and knock the shit on top of it on the fucking floor. God damn. And it would, you'd be like, the pegs would just rip out of the goddamn thing because it's like, you know, being held together by like a wish and some Swedish dude spit.
Swedish wish.
Yeah, I don't want to be like this. Whatever.
Thank you for taking my wish and turning it into furniture.
Like, IKEA furniture is the exact type of furniture that a college student needs because they're the only people who are going to be like, oh, dare me to do like a body slam Chad over here onto this thing? Yeah, and then you're out $15.
Yeah, and some meatballs.
And why were the meatballs in the coffee table?
Where else are you going to keep them?
Oh, shouldn't these be in the fridge?
No, man, this is an IKEA coffee table.
Oh, I mean, they smell funny. It's the only reason I'm asking, and they're all moldy.
Yeah, that's the way they come.
The Swedish people are weird.
But like, and it used to be like when I was a teenager, we'd go to Sacramento because they had all this stuff that we didn't have, and we'd spend all day there. Mm. I was in Sacramento for maybe an hour. Like, we went to IKEA, then we played mini golf, which, by the way, with just two people, takes maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, we could go to like we got one of those in Reno. We could go to, nope. Okay, let's just go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing is, as I remember when I was younger, when Mesa didn't have shit, and we'd have to go, like, to even go bowling, it would be like a 25-minute drive. Now, even like, you know, Meth City out here has everything I ever need.
Including meth.
Especially the meth.
Yeah.
Come on down to Meth City.
Meth City, USA.
Meth City! Yeah. It used to be, they're like in every abandoned Radio Shack now.
I wish Radio Shack still existed, because I get people that come in and is like, hey, I'm looking for a very specific connector for a VCR, and I'm like, yeah, they don't make those anymore, ever.
Yeah, travel back 10 years and find the Radio Shack.
Yeah, eBay? Yeah, I want to find someone who's like, oh, I need a coax to RF adapter.
Seriously.
Yeah, like, but that was the only thing keeping Radio Shack in business, and like, how many old people are losing pieces to their VCRs?
Oh, no.
Your dad used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because he needed parts for the studio. I understand that.
No, like, my dad would always go to Radio Shack and get those little pieces. Now he just gets the cheap Chinese shit and bitches about how cheap and Chinese it is.
This is, oh, speaking of kind of racism, sitting around the dinner table the other day, like, oh, man. So my wife and I went and saw Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my sister's like, yeah, it was great. And I turned to my other sister and, my brother. I was like, so did you guys see any of the new Marvel movies? Like, well, we're not seeing Black Panther.
Liberals.
Well, seriously, I was like, why aren't you saying Black Panther? I was like, well, because it's
black.
Got that whole message that that the police are bad.
What it in what way does it have that
I
message?
I don't remember that part. Is it that after the credits?
It doesn't at all.
So, like, when he's running through the jungle, is it like NWA, like the soundtrack? Like, what the fuck?
Well, it's like, no, we like the... I read that the guy, is he's trying to kill all the white people by sending guns out to the people who are oppressed. And I'm like, oh, God, we need to stop this conversation right now.
Wait, did you hear this or did you read this in an Alex Jones pamphlet?
Oh, man, my nephew was talking about, like, yeah, and Alex Jones said, I was like, okay, we're done talking.
And that's Alex, the end of the conversation.
Who can say Alex Jones said with a straight face?
Thanks for participating.
Well, he's getting married he just got engaged, and I got to listen to them plan a wedding.
But that was a thing.
I am so happy that I went, like, the cheapest route possible.
Oh, so they're throwing, like, money and time into this?
Idiots. They plan on having something like 300 people there.
Like, our wedding was modest. I would have liked a little more. In my perfect world, it would have been in Tombstone, and we'd all be, like, in authentic cowboy surroundings.
Sure, that'd be awesome.
But failing that, like, it was fine. Like,
the size of your wedding is about the upper end of what I would want to be a part of.
Yeah, it's... Like, they're playing this, and they're like, okay, and we need you guys to help us pick out wines, and we have this much budget. I was like, for that much budget, you can get 200 bottles of Yellowtail.
200 bottles?
That's a lot of bottles.
Yeah, what the heck were they buying?
They're planning on, they're like, okay, we're going to have a couple kegs of this, and the first, like, okay, we're going to have a couple kegs of Coors Light, and I was like, you guys suck.
Gross.
Coors Light?
Because that's what everybody drinks, David.
Gross.
Spared no expense. Two kegs of Coors Light.
Yeah, genuine draft also. Miller genuine draft.
From the Rockies. The banquet beer.
Did you know that their son was abducted? The Coors.
What?
Like it's recently? A story about... So the... It doesn't matter. Look it up. The Coors son was abducted, much like the Lindbergh baby.
But nobody cared about the Coors son because their beer sucks.
The Coors did.
I guess they did.
They were like, hey, man, our son.
What the hell?
I mean, the beer is nice, but our son. Yeah. So how many people are they going to invite to this thing?
They're saying
shindig?
Like 250 to 300.
That's so many people.
That's two. And I tell you what, I'm not going to know. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to drink four beers. And then I'm going to say, Alex, let's drive home. Goodbye, everyone.
Let's drive home after these four beers.
Well, no, Alex is going to be driving me home.
Oh. Well, if she's going to be driving home, why stop at four? That's free Coors.
Because after the fourth beer, I'm going to be angry at all the racism, I imagine.
Well, let's quit imagining that racism. Imagine peace.
I'm not imagining it.
Are they inviting Doug Jones?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones!
One of the Joneses?
I think Doug Jones is the guy who plays the fishman that has sex.
I just watched Hellboy the other day, so that's probably why.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I don't know why anyone would want to put themselves through that. Unless you're doing it for, like, the wedding presents and the money. But that won't even offset the cost of the fucking thing.
I don't have any money for them.
Suckers. We're living under the poverty line.
Take that. All I do is work and go to school, and I'm still broke.
I make so little, I don't have to pay taxes. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, whatever. People can do what they want. And, like, if I got invited to a wedding that I knew would be over 300, then scratch that. Over 100 people, I'd be like, politely decline.
No, thank you.
There's no fucking way. Like the wedding I shot had like 80 to 100 people at it. And that was like probably the sweet spot for them, but a nightmare for yours truly. But like that's a controllable crowd. Like I don't want to go to a place where there's enough people that we could tear down like a soccer goalpost or flip a car.
Well, and I'm listening to them, and they're like, well, we're going to invite 250, 300 people, but we're really only expecting 150. It's like, what if all of them respond yes?
And P.S., on top of that, like, how do you know 300 people?
Yeah, 300 close acquaintances.
It seems like this girl is like, yeah, and I'm going to invite that dude I met once in a Burger King parking lot.
Yeah,
and
like, if I invited everyone I've ever met and my Facebook friends and, like, the guy I met at a Walmart who I used to play racquetball with, I don't know if I could scrape together 200.
Well, you add their spouses.
Oh, yeah, and the spouses. Still, those are all people I wouldn't invite.
Get out.
How'd you get the invitation?
It sounds like they want to do like that, oh, it's the perfect wedding thing. Oh.
They want a fairy tale wedding.
Here's the thing.
It's so perfect.
For
I'm the princess and everyone will stare at me.
For those of you out there who aren't married yet, like...
Oh, I'm listening.
You will not give half a fuck about one quarter of a shit of your wedding after it's done. Like, we've got wedding pictures. I've got, you know... We've got plenty of mementos to always, you know, keep it in our hearts. And I've got a big book from the thing. Don't look at it ever. Don't care to. Like,
you will someday.
Someday. Maybe.
I've looked at it a few times with people.
Yeah, well, like, it's for your relatives who couldn't make it.
I didn't have enough relatives I cared about to invite.
Right, that's the thing.
That I'd invite to my home to be like, here, look at the photos of my wedding that I didn't invite you to.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, don't blow your brains out for this one day, because it, like, after it's all done, it's such an anticlimax. Like, I can't help but feel it would be such an anticlimax to, like, these people who blow, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a wedding, and then, like, then it's over, and then you're like, whoa, that was one night that took 3 years to plan, and now it's over.
Well, and my mother was talking to me the other day, while the kids were talking about weddings. She was like, yeah, your guys' wedding costs so little. Like, and she offered to, she had our kitchen redone after that. And she's like, yeah, and it was still only like a tenth of the cost of your sister's wedding. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Have a super cheap wedding and then have them right to your kitchen.
Buy your house.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The cheaper the wedding, the greater the offset of all the wedding money that you get. Yeah. So if you can do it in like a Burger King parking lot, that's pure profit.
And inside, if you pay for your food, there'll be catering.
The whole wedding procession goes through the drive-thru.
Yeah. Get the crowns so you know who's in the wedding party. Like, everyone with a crown is on my tab.
Oh, no,
I need
I'm...
Burger King crowns, but I need them in the wedding colors.
Yeah. Keep
now
the fries
I'm sad
going.
Because I think that somewhere there's a couple that did their wedding.
Oh, you better believe. There's not just one couple, Andy. There's dozens of couples who've been married at Burger King. If there's one, I'm willing to bet there are dozens.
Oh, he's looking it up. Maybe.
Yeah.
Shit.
He has no choice not to look it up. He has to. Because
my keyboard doesn't work, so that's fun.
How does your keyboard not work?
I don't know.
The hell? Here, I'll look it up. Weddings in Burgundy, France.
Burger King wedding looks like a whopper of a good time, says... Oh, no, they are wearing the crowns.
Everyone has the crowns on.
Look at all of them. This guy has Burger King cufflinks. Holy shit. This bitch is using an onion ring as a wedding ring?
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, my
America,
God.
Why?
So many... Yeah, see, I told you, there wasn't just one, there were many. This guy's wedding cake is just a giant burger. Here's a bride and groom sitting on the counter of a McDonald's. Why would it show me a McDonald's? I bet more people get married at McDonald's than do at Burger King's, though.
Oh, well, no, Wendy's. This is a McDonald's-themed wedding, and Ronald McDonald Wendy's. Is the guy marrying them.
No.
Okay, I have to look up the saddest one. A-R-B-Y-S-W-E. Oh, no. Arby's wedding. Ah, shit.
Is it sad?
I think this is a commercial.
Okay, it's a commercial. Good.
There is no image to back up that there has ever been a wedding at a Wendy's restaurant.
Okay. Apparently, Arby's does catering for weddings.
And he votes for Long John Silver's.
Oh, man.
You have hush puppies everywhere.
Only if you're near the sea.
Couldn't get that wedding by the sea, so we went to Long John Silver's.
We found the one that still exists.
It was a pirate that moved to like North Dakota. Yar, I miss the sea.
Yar.
Married in a Long John Silver's.
If only there were some sort of quick food franchise I could purchase in order to feel more at home.
and also get married to.
I married me restaurant.
I love you, Long John Silvers.
Oh, now we're God. Open for business. Please eat me wife's fried fish.
Yar, that's me wife's cooking. Me wife is the restaurant. This guy has a very, like, two very specific psychoses.
Yeah.
What could that be, one of our shows that we branch out and do eventually? A pirate who moves into the middle of America and opens a Long John Silver's that he's married to?
Yes.
It could work.
Yar. I had to get used to other men being inside me wife.
Oh. But what's the show called?
She always smells like fish.
What is the show called? It's called...
Yeah, we don't have a name. There's no, like, wordplay unless his name is Long John.
What if his name's just John?
Long John's... Long John's Long John Silvers.
Long John's Long John Silver, a love story.
No, we're not going to make it called a... Like, we can't have a subline on a TV show.
We're going to have a subline. We're going to have two sublines.
The only TV show to have a colon in it. Long John's Long John Silver's colon, a love story.
Hashtag paid for in part by Long John Silver's.
Hashtag sponsored by Arby's. Wheeling and dealing was done there, my friends.
Yar, I love me wife, but I can't get enough of these meat mountains from Arby's.
Just squeezing them. All right, guys. How about this? Let's do, you know, your thing, Andy, and continue on this scintillating creeping on Craigslist ad. Part three.
Part three. Okay, so we're on list item number two.
Part three, yes. List two.
Part three, my sister is a Craigslist ad.
My sister is a werewolf. I thought part three was the marsupials.
I think part two is my sister is a werewolf.
Insecurity is integral to femininity.
I forgot about it. Yeah.
So if you're insecure, you're a woman.
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it, guys. What's up with the women and their insecurities all the time?
Come on, girls. Get some more self-esteem.
No, we covered self-esteem last time.
I suppose we did.
They need less self-esteem and more insecurities.
Okay.
And less Roth IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
Social insecurities.
David Roth IRAs.
David Lee Roth IRAs.
I was thinking about a couple of my past relationships when I had this epiphany.
I think you mean
my mom and my dad.
Lightning struck my brain.
Well, he was flying a kite tied to his ear that had a key on it.
Mm-hmm. The girls I've loved the most were the ones who were the most insecure, the most emotionally vulnerable.
The ones who I most set free.
Yep.
They did not return, though, so I guess it wasn't meant to be.
Does that work for everything? Like, I feel like if I put my dog outside, he would just sit at the door and not leave.
Yeah, I mean, never leaving is technically returning to something you never left.
Are you kidding? Your dog would get lost so fast if you let him outside.
Yeah.
He'd run off and then not remember where he came from.
Yeah, but that means that it wasn't meant to be.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it.
Bye, guys.
Hope you find happiness out there.
Looks like it wasn't meant for me.
When I first went on a date with the only girl I would have ever married, her hands were trembling in nervousness.
Mom.
She's got MS.
Wait, maybe he was dating, not Monty Python, Montel Jordan.
Yes, he's Parkinson's girl.
He has MS.
I thought Montel had Parkinson's.
Montel was the guy who was on the TV, right, with the talk show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's several Montel of those. Thank you.
He's got MS. There was only one bald black one, though. You wouldn't confuse him with Jenny Jones or Ricky Lake.
I suppose I wouldn't.
Or my favorite, Sally Jesse Raphael.
It's too many names. And they're all first names. She's an assassin.
She had that wave of hair that looked like she just came from Hawaii and kept the style with her.
I liked Maury. It was almost as trashy as Jerry Springer, but a little less trashy than Montel.
You know what?
Like Maury.
I think that Maury is as trashy as Jerry Springer, but since he wears a turtleneck, people are totally caught off guard. Like, Jerry Springer wears a goddamn suit and tie and somehow comes off as sleazier as Maury, who only wears turtlenecks.
Yeah, he's like a Mr. Rogers
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, he'll sit down. I think it's because he sits down, too. He sits down with the people, wears a turtleneck, and he's like, hey, man, so you've been pounding this other chick? And he's like, yeah, man. He pulls his dick out, jacks off to completion on the other guest. And they're like, wow, Maury is a lot more tasteful than Jerry Springer ever was.
That's true. Jerry Springer always, like, stayed in the safety of the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I think the only reason Jerry Springer gets less credit than Maury is that turtleneck, God damn it. Someone re-elect him to that show.
Well, let's see here. She later admitted that she was openly intimidated by me and the idea that I found her attractive.
Well, if she was if you're intimidated openly, you don't have to admit it. Like, if you're openly cowering from someone and, like, being a very submissive person, the cat's out of the bag, genius.
She had been an ugly duckling in high school, 40 pounds overweight and used to being ignored and mocked. I had met her shortly after she'd lost the weight, and she still viewed the world through a fat girl's eyes, which is to say, buttery.
Buttery.
Yeah, but a lot
buttery
of people
eyes?
Do that.
Well,
a lot of people do that. Like, they lose a lot of weight, but they still see themselves as...
Yeah, they're the perfect people to prey on, because they got that hot person body and that fat person self-esteem.
Man, I love this guy. Is just the worst. Insecurity is the natural state of woman. How could it be anything else?
Yeah, wake up,
you
America.
Given their lack of physical strength, a woman on her own should be frightened as hell without men to protect her.
Gross, they're so frail.
I'm getting a little frightened listening to this guy.
Women.
He does sound like he's going to come out of the screen and rape us.
It makes it feel like women are either made out of, like, origami, or they're just butterflies who lost their wings. And it's like, they're so frail, you have to, like, put them in a little box so they can't leave. That box is the kitchen.
That box is in my basement.
Put them in large formaldehyde jars and then pin them to the wall.
I mean, somewhere the simile has to break down.
If society were to collapse, all the strong, independent women, trademark...
Does he really own that trademark?
I don't think he does. So, maybe he's just honoring the trademark.
So beyond Beyonce, who else would that be, do you think?
Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think Pink would?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Pink.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Madonna.
She knows what she wants.
I don't know.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah, Reba McEntire. Cher. No, she's too old. She's out of the game.
Oh. Sandy
post-apocalyptic scenario. We're using Cher's fake body parts as, like, armor.
Oprah.
Oprah's out of the game too, because wealth doesn't transfer post-apocalyptic.
China, she comes back from the dead.
Why do you keep desecrating China's corpse on this show, Andy?
Let her rest
in peace, and leave Randy Savage alone too. Jesus H. Christ, Randy.
Andy. I'm getting tired of having to tell you this.
Macho Man Randy Bergeman.
Strong independent women trademark who read Jezebel and XO Jane would last about 5 minutes before they either found a man to cling on to or got raped and killed.
Women of the original Klingons, am I right, Trekkies?
Live long and rape and kill.
Oh my god.
Loses something in translation.
It does.
But see,
this guy's view, like, this is the sort of thing you see on those, and I've looked at them and it made me very depressed. Like the incel message boards.
Yeah, I don't...
Incel?
Incel...
Involuntary celibates.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so... I can't talk about them. They're too much. But... that's the thing about these types of dudes, though, is, like... They always think, like, you know how in post-apocalyptic scenarios, the only people who survive are the assholes and the murderers?
And, like, and everybody goes, okay, like, when I survive the apocalypse, like, if there's an apocalypse, we're only going to have, like, 5% of the population left. What makes you think that you survive the nuclear fire?
Yeah, but movies have led people to believe that only assholes survive. So, it, like, all the people who already have those, like, inclinations of, like, oh, I can't wait for the apocalypse, then I can just kill people and it won't be against the law.
Well, it's like the article I saw the other day when Trump put in that Israeli thing in Jerusalem, like the
embassy.
The embassy. Yeah. I saw an article that was like, good for Trump. Somebody's finally trying to fulfill these apocalyptic biblical prophecies. Like, why are you rooting for this?
You know, some people just want to watch the world burn, Andy.
Well, yeah. And I asked my wife that question. She goes, because they think that they're going to get into heaven.
Yeah. Because they've assured themselves that they are part of the chosen people.
You know, it's so fucking ballsy of people to assume that they are going to get front row seats to any of these big things? Like, it blows my mind that people are like, oh man, when heaven, like, for as long as there have been a conception of heaven, every generation is like, yep, fuck, thank Christ, I get to be the ones who get to see Jesus. And how many people have gone to their graves completely unsatisfied with religious blue balls because Jesus ain't coming back?
He never came for me,
Blah. Like, all the people who were like, this is the year, thank you, Jesus. And then they're like, bleh, like, yeah, gotcha.
Isn't there supposed to be another rapture at the end of this month?
No, it was last month.
Oh,
you missed the rapture, Andy. Missed
In the bellum omnium contra omnis, that is mankind's default existence, a woman who is alone is a woman who is already dead.
If you're not alone, you better be stoned.
I don't know what a bellum omnium contra omnis is.
I feel like it's something that a men's rights activist found. It was written by a dude before women had rights.
Bellum omnium contra omnis mean a Latin phrase meaning the war of all against all.
Oh, damn.
Oh, so this guy's a nihilist, obviously, but also a dickhead.
Okay, so is nihilism bad?
No. Nihilism is just the acceptance that everything is chaos and everything will return to the dust from whence it came.
Yeah. It's kind of like pessimism, but not like depressing.
Well, there's two ways you can view it. You can be an optimistic nihilist, which means like when you recognize things are meaningless, it's very freeing and you can do as you please within reason. Obviously you have to abide by laws, or you take it the other way and say, oh, nothing matters, so why do anything?
Because I reread the Infinity Gauntlet, comic, and they kept on going, you don't understand, Thanos is a nihilist.
Yeah, well, that doesn't necessarily, like, nihilism, if he were a true nihilist, he wouldn't believe in good or evil, because there is no such thing to a nihilist.
Well,
like, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's one evil nihilist. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
One of the most commonly repeated tropes of feminists and man boobs goes something like
and
this.
And man boobs?
Man boobs.
Hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what he's saying by that.
Me neither, but I want to hear more.
I'm intrigued now.
I suppose I should read it like
a
he wants
me to. A man with boobs?
You should be happy that women nowadays are independent, because it means that they're with you because they want to be, not because they're dependent on you.
Yeah, who needs that false friendship that they offer when I can have them subjugated and do my every will?
This is a fundamental violation of the relationship between men and women. Part of our identity as men based in women needing us, if not necessarily in a material sense, then an emotional one.
But
though material and emotional vulnerability often, and I kind of lose.
Here's
the thing,
though.
The guy who took the screenshots is
this
bad.
Guy doesn't seem to have like access to any emotions. If he's looking for these emotionally damaged girls, like, why does he want to be their shoulder to cry on?
Yeah, this sounds like the manifesto of like a psychopath.
Yeah, and like halfway, like, it seems like he forgot what his point was and now he's arguing against it.
Yeah.
It's like,
let's see,
this is weird, Andy.
And another thing.
When man boobs and feminists say you should be happy that women today are independent, this is what they're arguing for. A world in which romantic relationships are impossible.
Huh? How? What?
See, and here,
I think he's saying romance depends on dependency.
Does it?
Well, and he's about to make a point. Like, he wants women to be an accessory, basically.
To murder.
Yeah.
And he's, in the next sentence, he goes, where men are nothing more than fashion items to help women show how cool or sophisticated they are. That's what he wants for himself, though.
So, yeah.
He wants a woman to be like, like, hey, check out my bitch.
This is 100% the opposite of what happened in the last show. He's like, men have, you know, merit and all this other stuff, but he wants to be like a trophy now?
No, he wants a woman to be a trophy. He doesn't want, like, if women were independent, then men would be nothing but trophies.
Oh, so,
yeah, and that's wrong.
Yeah, so women are things, but men aren't. Okay, cool.
I can't wait for you to read this next sentence.
Sorry, but homie, don't play that game.
Whoa!
If I'm not the center of a girl's world, I'm not going to be in her world, period.
Yeah, way to go, Copernicus. And number two, a fucking Homie the Clown reference? What year do we live in?
Yeah, when's he writing this?
Homie, don't play that.
1992.
Does it?
I'm a misogynistic time traveler.
Now I would like to think that he was sitting at a computer keyboard with a glass ashtray, one cigarette butt smoking, in a wife beater, typing with one hand while twirling that sock that Homie the Clown had in the other the whole time. He's like tickety tick tick tick, just typing with one hand, swinging that thing and taking intermittent puffs from the cigarette.
I can already see the Jezebelers angrily pounding away at their MacBooks.
Classic Jezebel.
You can't handle a strong, independent woman trademark.
Or the truth.
So now the Jezebelers are saying trademark.
We men can handle you just fine. The problem is that we don't want to.
Don't you get it, you dumb women?
I'm just so busy.
You're an imposition.
I could handle a woman just fine. The fact that I'm not in a relationship isn't because of me.
Yeah.
It's because of you.
When will you guys learn that you're the problem? Jesus, you gotta get through your thick skulls.
So-called confident women are just as threatening as a pile of dog turds.
I'd be threatened by a pile of dog turds. It could ruin your shoes and your clothes.
But yeah, I don't...
My whole day, in fact.
Yeah, it'll ruin a day, that's for sure.
Does he believe that women who are confident are trying to threaten you?
Yeah, with knives.
I could live by myself. Oh, fuck, get away from me!
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Sure, you can scrape them off your boots when you get home, but it's better not to step in dog shit to begin with.
I cannot argue with that.
That's end of chapter two.
Holy shit. This does seem like the type of thing that, like, before the internet, he would have typed out and then, like, would be handing out on a street corner.
A manifesto.
Yeah. Little pamphlets.
Yeah, like it definitely contradicts itself, like, as much as the Bible. So I could see people getting, like, a religious sort of dogma going behind it. Huh.
Oh, God. In this next part, he starts talking about the seduction community.
The seduction community?
The game. The people who read that book and go out and try to neg girls and stuff.
The game. Yeah, I love... Like, but that's the thing. If guys who get girls from using those techniques deserve those women. They deserve each other at that point. Like, you can't say, oh, no, like, she would have found a great guy. No, if you're falling for this, like, stuck-up, bullshit, essentially, like, there's no formula. Like, if you're like, all I need is a formula, then chicks will fuck me. If chicks don't want to fuck you, like, reading a book isn't going to help, Einstein.
Let's see what the top post of our... brain cells.
Our brain cells?
They got rid of the incel community on Reddit, and now they renamed it to brain cells.
And they don't think they'll see through that code eventually?
Well.
We're brain celibates?
The top post is a picture of a fat woman on Tinder that says, married, only looking for hookups. Yes, my husband knows.
So what?
And then they make fun of the fat lady, I guess.
Oh, you know what I love? Speaking of Reddit and the internet being full of hate, I love Reddit roasts.
Yeah?
I would like to participate in that somehow. How would I...
I mean, you just need a Reddit account.
Right.
I don't know. Because I would really like a roast to be a part of this show, and I would bet... that you have a Reddit account, Andy. What if I just send you the picture and you can do it and just read the roast to me?
Sure.
All right, I'll send you a picture. Do I have to hold up that thing that says r/Reddit roast or whatever?
Probably.
Fuck. Hashtag roast me.
Hashtag these nuts, guys.
Mm. Oh, God, there's a... Okay, so here's a picture on this incels thing. It says... And it's an image meme. It has a picture of a... It says pray, and it has a picture of a goat and a handsome man, and their eyes look the same, right? Because a goat has, like, squinty eyes.
Right.
And then it shows, like, a weedy no-chin guy, and it says hunter, and it shows a shark because shark's eyes are wide.
This is, like, some phrenology shit.
Yeah, I don't... Like, this is... I don't know how, but it feels very 1880s.
Well, yeah, that's where they want to live.
It's like that, it reminds me of that like cures like thing for medicine.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is shaped like a nose, so it would cure things that happen in your nose.
Yeah. Like, and that's like an Asian sort of thing too. I was, when we went to one of those student or exchange student dinners, and there was this guy who came from China, and he's like, yeah, if you had something wrong with your stomach, you'd go eat a stomach. If your knee hurt, you'd go eat a cow's knee. And I'm like, ew.
Just eat that knee.
Yeah, like something's wrong with my knee. I need more knee stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm really running dangerously low on knee.
Why don't they sell knee at the grocery store anymore?
Oh man, it's hard to find fresh knee. You can't go with that canned stuff. All the nutrients are gone.
Yeah. What? I need knee broth.
Canned knee. Get out of my house. This is a fresh knee household. God damn it. We said that to each other on our wedding day. And we cut it into a cake shaped like a knee.
Now I have strong knees, big knees.
Everything I eat is knees.
Have you met my knees?
I eat the knees of everything. The bee's knees.
The bee's knees. Oh, man. All right, guys. So that's as far as we're going with that Craigslist ad.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to keep going. I think we'll finish it by the time the show's over.
How many more pages is it?
Well, it's got like two more bullet points, I think.
It's not a two more.
It's not insane. Thank you. Thank you, Arnold Schwarzenegger, guest star.
I didn't even affect the voice. You guys are easily bamboozled.
Wonderful. Oh, that wasn't him?
Believe it or not. All right, guys, so let's start wrapping up the show then. You know how we like to do it. Well, the round of staff recommendations. So I'm going to recommend this game, and you can't even call it a game. It's on the phone, on my phone. It's called Idle...
I don't know what to call it anymore.
It's called Idle Miner Tycoon. It's as low-stakes resource-grinding game as possible. Like, there's nothing to it. You're just making these guys mine stuff so you can get more resources to buy better things to mine more shit with. It's this perfect circle of time wasting, and I'm completely addicted to it. And I've already got three mines going, and the only thing you can buy are mine upgrades. So, you know, I guess the whole point is to see the little guy in the elevator go down lower, because when I get more mines... That's the only thing I'm getting out of it. But if you're really into, like, mind-numbingly boring, like, if you just want to check out and look at some things moving on your phone, can't recommend it enough.
Well, we've lost David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, if the poison of life has left you numb and dead of nerve, just sit at your desk in the silent scream, staring at your phone as little cartoons mine crystals. No, but seriously, it's fun. Andy, what are you going to recommend for us?
I haven't really gotten anything new since last time.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Well, it's only been like, it's a little over 1 week.
It's been 1 week since we...
since you looked at me. I like Buffalo Ranch Pringles.
I don't like adding the ranch. You know what Doritos did? They did that buffalo ranch thing where it has the buffalo and the ranch. I don't want the ranch. I just want the buffalo.
I want them both.
It's good. They taste like delicious buffalo. They taste like wings only with potato.
I want wings.
You know, we're starting this low-carb diet.
I hate it.
I fucking love it. I have never...
Sounds like a nightmare.
I have never felt better.
I'm starving.
Well, you still have to eat.
That's the trick.
Yeah,
they didn't tell you
but anymore. I'm doing this 8-16 intermittent fasting with a low carb diet. Feel fantastic. Yeah,
intermittent fast is my playbook in bed.
Intimate and fast. No, it's Entenmann's fast where you don't eat anything and then you eat just like all the coffee cake you want.
Okay.
No, that's not a real thing. Adam, what do you want to recommend?
I just tried. Queso Doritos. Not Doritos. Ruffles.
Queso Ruffles. You know what?
It's the chip show.
If you want a chip that is quote-unquote healthy, Pop Chips, they're sea salt and the barbecue ones. It's
don't remember asking for your opinion.
How dare you?
Damn.
This is for your benefit, Adam, that I'm telling you this.
You fat sack.
And there you go.
Look,
just
the queso...
Fucking
the queso chips are good.
Yeah, just take a shot across my bowel, right? Like, what the fuck? All right.
No, please, continue.
Yeah. You wanted to be part of a roast.
Let's all... This is not... That was just interrupting me.
No, I'm just trying to toughen you up for the roast.
I'm serious, though. We should do a roast. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, when Dave, when you're down here, I've hired Steve Allen to roast you.
Isn't he dead?
Steve Allen?
Yeah, well, I hope he's not, because I just paid $50,000.
Just got ripped off.
Yeah, that's, if it is like a guy in a Steve Allen costume, I'll even take that.
Okay, good.
Krista, although you're still ripped off. Krista, what do you got?
What kind of chips are you recommending?
Yeah, what
Krista?
Kind of snack food do you want to do?
What have I been eating? Everything.
Oh.
Donuts.
No, don't recommend carbs.
Carbs well, I can't recommend chips because there's carbs in them.
Carbs are the enemy.
What about crackers?
I've been eating lots of Sabra hummus with pretzels. There's carbs in those, but they're delicious.
I do like hummus and pretzels.
It's a good mix. They come in little handy containers, little serving size containers I could take to work.
You know what I hate about Chipotle, guys? Is your intake is really dependent on how well-versed the person behind the counter is. Because you can get, like, half a scoop of everything, and you go there, like, it's a burrito, like, the size and shape of a Pepsi can, when it should be the size and shape of, like, a Monster can.
Everyone knows that.
Here's a trick, David. Say that you want half of one meat and half of another meat. They usually don't measure it out, so you end up with full servings of both meats.
Yep.
One of them's free.
Right, but life hacks. I went in there and I said, don't give me so much rice, goddammit. Give me some beans. And she goes, plop. And then she's like, bloop. Drops a single bean on the goddamn thing. Single steaming bean. And I'm like, thank you, your majesty. Like, you feel like she, I feel like she's paying for the shit herself. Just a little thing she gave me. Jesus Christ. Anywho, guys.
David recommends beans.
Great source of protein. I don't know. Should I keep giving out the email address? I feel like at this point, it's moot. You're not going to contact us. And if you're going to, literally listen to any of the previous 370 goddamn episodes.
Do it.
Take your pick.
I'm going to, unless someone wants to take on this job, I want to start slowly putting our episodes up on YouTube. So if anyone wants to do that...
That doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Just like, I'm thinking one a day or one a week or whatever. Like, whenever someone has the time, I'm going to do it too. But if someone else can jump in, like Joe, if you want to. Kayla said she couldn't do it. She couldn't figure it out. I don't know. But I would like them to live on somewhere, at least to keep Kayla from stealing all of my $1 million ideas. What else? I guess that's it. Yeah. So, guys, until next time, I was the Rib Tickler.
I'm Krista.
I'm a single bean.
And I'm Adam.
Was I the Rib Tickler?
Yeah, you're the Rim Tickler.
Rim Tickler.
Right, the Rim Tickler. I was the Rim Tickler, you know, saying... how many things do you tickle with your tongue, Andy?
Everything.
Far too many.
Just the rim.
And someone's like, oh, go and tickle your, like, you're like, tickle, tickle, tickle. Like, are you like, blah, 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 like under someone's armpit or in their neck?
Ew.
It's horrifying.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Guys.
Nobody wanted to correct you.
You know, that's been us saying, remember, guys, you tickle with your fingers, not with your tongue. See you next week or whatever.
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.
I didn't think of another hilarious intro to do.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Hilarious. One of those patented David hilarious intros.
Classic hilarious Dave intros that I always do, you guys.
One of those classic Rib Ticklers.
You know. Yeah.
The intro is missing just like David's dinosaur emojis.
What's up with that? Jesus Christ. Anyway, okay, I know what I'm going to do.
Prehistoric times, right? Right?
Oh, boy. Okay, here goes.